我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你为我们预备这个宝贵的时间。
Thou have prepared this precious time for us.
叫我们都来到你面前歌唱赞美你。
Lord, we come into thy presence singing praises unto thee.
因为你是配得我们的敬拜和赞美。
For thou art worthy of our worship and praises.
因为你创造了宇宙万有。
For thou art the creator of all.
宇宙万有是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
And all creation have been created according to thy will.
主啊，我们真感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
主，你有差遣你的儿子来到世界。
And Lord, you have sent thy only begotten son into this world.
道成了肉身。
And the word have become flesh.
为我们罪而死在十字架上。
And for our sin, nailed and died on the cross.
这个爱是何等的浩大。
How great is this love?
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们这一批人是蒙你拣选的。
How you have chosen us, this group of people, for thyself.
今天在我们里面都有你那个复活的生命。
And in each one of us, we have thy resurrection life.
就我们借着你的生命在这里生活。
And that we're able to live in this world according to thy life resurrection.
在这里敬拜侍奉你。
And we're able to worship and serve thee.
主啊，我们要感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
求你祝福今天的时间。
We pray that thou would bless our time this morning.
让我们所有的侍奉都达到你的面前。
So that all our service may become in thy presence.
我们到你面前向你祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We come into thy presence and pray and give thanks in thy precious name.
Amen. Amen. 我们很感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们这一批弟兄姊妹，神是把我们换在主快来之前的最黑暗的时期。
We thank the Lord that He has placed us, His children, in the most darkest time of this generation before His return.
在这个时期，真像个天快亮之前的那最黑暗的时刻。
And it is in this dark, dark hour, right before the dawn breaks.
在这个黑暗的时刻里面，我们看见我们所遇见的、所经历的，是一个罪恶的时代。
And in these dark hours, it is the most fierce attack in this generation that we face.
我们所看见的社会是一片混乱的光景。
The society which we face today, it is in a state of chaos.
人心诡诈。
There is much deceit in man's heart.
到处是欺骗。
There is much deception all around us.
是污秽。
And they are filth.
是罪恶。
And there is sin.
人心天天所思闲的尽都是恶。
And all that is man's heart daily is evil.
在这个罪恶的时代里面，我们也看见天灾人祸层出不穷。
And we can see in this evil and wicked generation that there is still much at hand. And there is still much natural disasters and man-made woes.
但我们看见在世界上面最大的权力是什么？
What are we able to see in this world? What is the greatest power?
最大的权力，那就是死亡和阴间的权势。
The greatest power in this world is death and the power of hell.
我们基督徒在这个黑暗的时代里面，我们用什么能够战胜这黑暗的权势？
As Christians living in this dark, evil world, by what power are we able to stand and be victorious?
那是借着我们主基督那复活的生命的大能。
That is only by the power and might of the risen, the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够胜过一切死亡一件的权势。
That we're able to overcome all the powers of death and hell.
要把我们带到那主耶稣再来那时候荣耀的光景里面。
And it will bring us into condition of the glorious condition of our Lord's return.
为这个，我们需要装备整齐，等候仰望主的再来。
For this, we must prepare ourselves to equip ourselves, make ourselves ready as a bride to welcome his returning.
今天我想在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起交通一个题目，就是基督复活生命的大能。
This morning, the topic of my sharing with brothers and sisters is the power of the life, the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们先认识什么是基督的生命。
Let us first have an understanding what it is about this life of Christ.
我们可以看一处圣经，约翰一书第一章第一、第二节。
We can turn to a Bible passage, which is 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
约翰一书第一章第一节、第二节。
1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard,
就是我们听见的，所听见，所看见，亲眼见过，亲手摸过的，
Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来。
For the life was manifested.
我们也看见过，并且在这里见证。
And we have seen it and bear witness.
这个生命已经显现出来，且我们已经看见，而且在这里做见证。
This life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness.
那就是什么呢？就是原来与神同在，且显现给我们的永远的生命。
And show unto you that eternal life.Which was with the Father.
那是我们所要传给你们的。
And was manifested unto us.
这里头我们看见这个生命从起初原有已经有了。
Now here we can see this life which was from the beginning.
这起初是什么时候呢？
Now what is this beginning?
没有时间的概念。
This beginning is even before the concept of time and space.
那是从最早最早的时候我们也无法形容的。
And this is from the very beginning, which is beyond our comprehension.
因此神在哪里说他是自由拥有的。
And there God says that he is the great I am, the all-sufficient one.
这一个生命呢是永远的生命。
And this is that eternal life.
当神创造亚当夏娃之后呢，把他放在伊甸园里头。
But after God created Adam and Eve and placed them into the Garden of Eden,
这个永远的生命第一次就来到伊甸园。
Then for the very first time, this glorious life came into the Garden of Eden.
以生命树的形式出现在人类当中
and appear in the form of the tree of life amongst men.
这预备的生命树是要给人类享受的
and this tree of life was prepared for man to enjoy.
因为神很重视人
because God regards much for man.
他在创造人的时候是照着他的形象和样式造的。
For man was created in God's own image, in his likeness.
God
appeared in the form of the tree of life in order for man to partake and enjoy of it.
让所创造的人能够永远活着。
And so that the created man can have everlasting life.
因此神就吩咐他。
Therefore, God commanded man
园中所有的树的果子你都可以吃
that man was able to eat of all the fruit of the trees in the garden.
但神又设了一棵分别善恶树在园子当中
But God also have placed in the midst of the garden the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神就告诉他你这一棵树上的果子你不能吃。
And God told man of this tree, of the fruit of this tree, you cannot eat.
你吃了，必定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们看见始祖亚当夏娃，他受到撒旦的引诱和欺骗，去吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
We know that our ancestors Adam and Eve, failed and they failed under the temptation of the Satan and took of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
神为什么要立了分别善恶树？
Why is it then that God have put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden?
神造人的时候有给人有一个自由的意志。
When God created man, God has given man this free will, this free choice to choose.
神不能背负自己。
And God cannot deny himself.
因为他给人有自由选择的权利。
Because God has given man this freedom to choose.
但是他有一个交代。
God did give him this condition.
这分别善恶树的果子你不能吃。
This command God gave to man was that you cannot eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的必定死。
For the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
这个我们始祖亚当夏娃出了问题了。
And this is the very point that our ancestor Adam and Eve failed.
当他们吃了分别善恶树的果子之后
When they ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
因为违背神的命令背逆神就堕落了。
They rebelled against God's command and they fell and they sinned.
当他堕落之后神就把生命树给他割开了。
When they failed, when they sinned, then God has separated them from the tree of life.
神把他们赶出伊甸园。
God also drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园的东边神立了基路伯和四面转动和火焰的剑。
Even on the east of the Garden of Eden, God has set up the cherubim there with a flaming sword.
把守生命树的道路。
So that they will keep, guard the way to the tree of life.
不能让堕落了的亚当夏娃再吃这个生命树的果子。
And would not allow for the fallen Adam and Eve to partake of the fruit of the tree of life.
如果再吃了分这个生命树的果子，那就永远活着了。
For at this time, if they ate of the tree of life, they will live forever.
那我们看一个罪人永远活着，那活得太苦了。
We would realize that in their sinful nature, in that sinful condition, if they live forever in that condition, it will be very sad.
因此神就把守生命树的路不能让他再吃生命树。
Therefore, at this time, God kept the way to the tree of life that Adam and Eve could not partake of the tree of life.
那因为他们吃了分别善恶树的果子堕落了就陷在罪恶里面。
Because Adam and Eve had eaten of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil and they have now been in sin.
人类的罪恶就越来越多越来越厉害。
And for this, the man of sin continued to be more evil and more corrupt.
神不愿意看见这个光景存在下去。
And God is not willing to see this condition continue on.
因为神是爱人类的。
For God loves man.
因此他就为了恢复这个工作，他差遣自己独生的儿子。
In order to restore the right condition, God sent his only begotten son.
耶稣基督来背负人类的罪孽，完成了救赎的工作。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he can bear the sin of this world to complete the work of salvation.
因为他担当人类的罪，死在十字架上，第三天他又活过来了。
Because the Lord Jesus bore the sin of the world, and he was crucified to die and buried, but he was risen on the third day.
因为他不拜时所拘禁
，For he was not confined by death.
他的生命是永远的生命。
For the life he has is eternal life.
那再一次，主耶稣借着这个，把他永远的生命又带到人类的当中。
Once again, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has brought eternal life into man.
那他来是怎么来的？来是道成肉身。
Now, how did the Lord Jesus come? He came as the Word become flesh.
道成肉身来到世界。
He was the Word become flesh.
我们可以看腓立比书第二章第六节到第十一节。
We can see Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 11.
他本有神的形象
That he being in the form of God
不以自己与神同等为浅夺的
Thought it not robbery to be equal with God
反倒虚己
But emptied himself
取了奴仆的形象
And took upon him the form of a servant
成为人的样式
and was made in the likeness of man.
既成为人的样式
and being found in the fashion as a man,
就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
我们刚才讲的主耶稣的生命是永有的生命。
We have already mentioned that the life of the Lord Jesus was an eternal life.
他本有神的形象。
He being in the form of God.
他是与神同等的。
He is equal with God.
那他呢不以自己与神同等为浅夺。
And he did not deem equality with God as a matter to be grasped.
他来到世界，虚贱卑了自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But he emptied himself. He came into this world and made himself of no reputation. He came as a servant.
他非常的贱卑。
And he was humble.
他存心顺服神，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
我们看见我们的主耶稣做了这么大的舍己牺牲。
We can see what great sacrifice our Lord Jesus has given.
他借着这个自己的牺牲，把生命带到人类当中。
And it is through his sacrifice that he has brought life.Into this world for man.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十章第十节里边告诉我们。
And in the gospel according to John chapter 10 verse 10, the Lord Jesus tells us.
主耶稣说我来了是要叫人的生命。
He says, I've come to give life and life abundant.
并且得的更丰盛。
And it is life abundant.
我们主耶稣来是要我们的生命。
That the Lord Jesus came in order to give us life.
他在十字架上不但流了血，完成了救赎工作，更积极的是把他那复活的生命赐给我们。
On the cross, not only did he bleed and die for us, but even more positively, he gave us this life, resurrection life.
那叫我们接受他做我们救主的时候呢，这个生命。就 进到我们的里面。
So when we accept him as our Savior, this life, resurrection life, enters into us.
因此我们又得到这个生命，神给我们特别的恩典，叫我们是承认我们自己的罪，哦，接受我们的耶稣做我的救主，那我们就得到了这个生命。
Therefore, we're able to gain this life when we confess our sin and accept him as our personal savior into our heart, and we can receive this life.
因为耶稣的名是超过万民之上的名。
For the name of Jesus is a name that is above all names.
这在腓立比书第二章第九节开始我们就可以看见。
We can see that in Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse 9.
第九节到十一节。所以神见他身为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不缺席，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 through 11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
耶稣为我们钉十字架之后,
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for us,
神就把他高举。
God have highly exalted him.
他的名字超过万民之上的名。
And he was given a name above every name.
叫一切在天上、地上、地底下的，无不因他的名而缺席，口称耶稣基督为主。
That at his name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that his Lord, everything in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth.
因此我们看见这个耶稣基督这样为我们舍身流血，这样的名被高举，我们就接受耶稣这个名，我们就得救了。
Therefore, we can see when we accept Jesus, his name, as our Savior, then we are saved, and this is a name that is above every name.
这是很关键的一步。
And this is a very crucial point.
我们所以能够称为神的儿子，我们所以能够得救，那就是因为我们能够接受主耶稣在十字架上所成功的事实。
That is, we can become the children of God, that we can be called sons of God, is because we have accepted, believe and accepted all the finished work of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
好，我们每一个人接受耶稣基督做我们救主之后呢，这个生命在我们里边已经有了。
Now, after we accept the Lord Jesus into our life as our Savior, then His life abides in us, and we have this life.
圣经里头告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
就是在约翰一书第四。一章第四节
And that is in 1 John chapter 1 verse 4.
生命在他里头
him,
这生命就是人的光。
In him was the life, and this life is the light of man.
生命一进到我们里面，这生命成为光来照耀我们全人。
And this life, when it enters into us, it becomes light and it enlightens us, illuminates us.
我们依着生命的光照，我们就发现我们自己是一个败坏不堪污秽的人。
When we see, when this light illuminates us, we just see what a vile sinner that we are.
这把我们里面的罪恶，把我们里面一切的污秽都照得清楚。
It will shed light upon our whole being, and just we can realize just what a vile sinner we really are.
我们一看见我们里面的污秽，我们就不能不俯伏在主的面前说：“主啊，赦免我的罪，救我。”
When we realize what a vile sinner we are, we can only prostrate and come into His presence and cry out, "Lord, save me."
这他的生命 就是我们里面的光。
And this is his life in us, which has become the light of man.
这个光是非常强烈的。
And this light is extremely strong, powerful.
不是用我们头脑能够说得清楚的。
It is not something that we can express and comprehend.
我们看见扫罗在还没有得救之前，他是逼迫基督徒。
We can see Saul, before he was saved, he was one who persecuted Christians.
他到处去抓那信耶稣的人，把他抓到监牢里头去。
And he traveled all over to arrest those who believe in Jesus.
有一天他领了祭司的文书，要到大马士叙利亚那边去抓基督徒。
One day, with letters from the high priest in hand, he was on his way to Damascus to arrest the Christians.
在大马士的路上，被一束很强的光照射。
And on the way to Damascus, a great light shone upon him.
他被光一照，就扑倒在地。
And when the great light shone upon him, he fell on the ground.
眼睛也看不见。
And his eyes were blind.
这一束光是什么光呢？
Now what is this great light?
就是基督复活生命的光。
And that is the light of the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
这光是非常强大。
And this light is powerful.
他光一照扫罗，扫罗就不得不倒下来。
When this light shone upon Paul, he fell.
而且在这个光中发出声音，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And this light, the voice spoke to Paul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
保罗说，主啊，你是谁啊？
And Paul responded, Lord, who art thou?
耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord Jesus answered, I am Jesus whom thou persecute.
我们看见这一束光是非常的能量非常的大。
And we can see how great and how powerful this light is.
这是基督复活生命的光。
This is the light of the resurrection life of the Lord Jesus.
一切的黑暗都胜不过这光。
All darkness cannot overcome this light.
一切的罪恶势力都不能胜过这光。
All the power of sin cannot overcome this light.
那这个光要进到我们里面来。
And this light is to enter into us.
叫我们得这个光。
That we can receive this light.
叫我们得这个生命的能力。
So that we have this power of life.
那这里头什么一个关系？怎么能够进到我们里面？我们又怎么能够得到这生命光的能力呢？
Now what is the relationship of this? How this light comes into us and we're able to receive of the power of this life?
这我们所走的路倒要非常的注意。
This is what we need to pay attention to in the way which we walk.
我们第一步应该要得这个生命。
The first step is that we have to receive this life.
因为光是从生命出来的。
For light comes from life.
如果没有从生命出来，就不是这个光。
If it is not from life, then it is not the light.
因此我们第一步要得这个生命。
So the first step is we have to receive this life.
得这个生命以后，这个生命要我们不断的借着追求来不断的成长。
This life, after we receive this life, when we continue to pursue, we will continue to grow.
叫我们长成基督的身量。
So that we can grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
那时候我们就看见生命的能力就在我们里头要丰丰富富的，要大有能力的出来。
Then we're able to see as this life grows, then we are strengthened and it will manifest in strength and power.
那这里头我们怎么理解这些问题呢？
Now how do we come to understand this relationship?
我们看约翰这个使徒啊，他谈到这个问题，他用连中的形式，连中的一个连见的事情向我们做解释。
When we look at the Apostle John, he explains this to us with expresses this to us in two forms.
这什么形式呢？就是讲我们要住在基督里面。
John expresses us in this relationship in two ways. One way is we have to abide in the Lord.
还有基督要住在我们里面。
And that the Lord has to abide in us.
我们跟基督打成一片。
And that we're united as one with Christ.
那基督这个生命的能力在我们身上也是能够按照主耶稣的意思自由地发出去。
Then this life which we have received and the power of this life according to his desire would be able to manifest as he desires.
那他怎么解释这个问题呢?
Now how does John explain this to us?
我们看约翰福音12章第24节里头,
when we see the gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 24,
里面主耶稣说的,
and the Lord Jesus said,
一粒麦子, 若不落在地里死了, 仍然是一粒,
if a corn of wheat does not fall unto the ground and die, it remains alone.
若是死了, 就结出许多子粒来,
but if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit.
啊, 约翰就以这个来解释这个问题。
And John uses this example to express this to us.
因为这是主耶稣的话。
And this is the Lord's own words.
意思就是主耶稣说他就是那一粒麦子。
And the Lord Jesus said he is that corn of wheat.
落在地里死了就结出许多子粒来。
And he has fallen into the ground and have brought forth much fruit.
那就是讲他上了十字架上死了。
And that is what he has done for us. He went on the cross to die for us.
他里面的生命就释放出来。
And that life then was given forth.
凡接受他的人都可以得到这个生命。
And all who receive him likewise would receive that life.
那我们看见这一粒麦子落到地里是什么个死的怎么情况？
Now, we can see what is the condition of death when this corn of wheat falls into the ground.
这一粒麦子落在地里就变成什么呢? 活开了,变成支离破碎的东西了。
Corn of wheat, when it's buried under the ground, it will break and it will burst forth, it will blossom, and the life would come forth.
然后就看见这里头的一个胚芽能够长出一颗麦子来了。
We're able to see then it will sprout and it will blossom and it will grow forth to be wheat.
开始是干的,后来有叶子了。 又结穗了。
We see the development of this life. There is the stalk, there is the leaf, there is then the corn.
结了很多穗。
And then there's much chaff in this wheat.
这个穗如果一直再种下去, 那又结了很多的子粒来了。
And with the corn of wheat in each chaff, then if they continue to be buried, to be fall to the ground and give forth much, much more fruit, multiplying.
一代一代的结样种下去,就不知道有多少的麦粒出来。
And when this process is continued on throughout the generations, we can see how this life would continue to grow and multiply.
这么多的麦粒的生命和第一颗落在地里死了的生命是有密切的关系。
Now, each corn of wheat that is to come is directly connected with that first corn of wheat that fell to the ground to bring forth the life.
也就是说每一颗荔枝的生命都有包含第一颗那个麦子里头生命的成分。
In other words, each subsequent corn of wheat that has come about contains in that life the part of the life of the first corn of wheat.
这是第一颗麦子和那么许多的麦子生命是连在一起的。
And that is the connection, the relationship each subsequent corn of wheat has with that initial first corn of wheat.
所有麦粒的生命都包含着这一颗第一颗的里面的生命。
And in the life of each of the wheat, the corn of wheat that is to come contains in their life the life of the first corn of wheat.
那这第一颗麦子的生命出来, 我们看见 地里那原来一颗生命的燕子，刚才说的是支离破碎的。
And we already saw in the principle of the first corn of wheat when it fell to the ground and died is that the outer shell of that corn must be broken.
是死亡的。
And it is death.
因此这里头就比喻我们的主耶稣他必须要死才能结出许多子粒来。
This tells us of the fact that our Lord Jesus must die in order to bring forth much fruit.
这是非常奇妙的一件事情。
Now this is something wonderful.
这就是说基督的生命是在我们里面。
That tells us that the life of the Lord Jesus is in us.
我们也在基督的里面。
And that we are also in Christ.
这是我们头脑没有办法想出来的。
This is something that we cannot fathom reason in our mind.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Spirit.
因此基督这个复活的生命能力也会分给我们。
Therefore, the power of this resurrection life is also imparted to us in this way.
这是非常奇妙的一件事。
This is a rather wonderful issue.
因此我们信主的人都带着这复活的生命。
Therefore, all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus, we receive this resurrection life.
这个生命在我们里面，我们能够胜过一切的黑暗。
With this life, we're able to overcome all darkness.
胜过罪恶的权势。
And overcome the power of sin.
胜过死亡阴间的权势。
And overcome the power of hell and death.
我们真感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们有这样的恩典，这样的恩赐。
The Lord has given us such gift and such grace.
就我们在任何的环境里面都能够胜过一切。
So in all circumstances, we're able to overcome all.
我们从此就得着了生命的光。
Now we have received the light of life.
这个光在我们里头不断地照耀我们。
And this life light continues to illuminate us within.
不断地看见我们里面自己存在的问题。
So that we continue to see the shortcomings we have within.
我们的心如果在这方面追求，我们不断地让生命成长。
If we continue to pursue in this way, so our life can continue to grow and mature.
让生命成熟。
And that our life will mature.
这个生命的能力就从我们里面释放出来。
Then this power of life would be manifested from us.
因此这生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
那刚才说了生命，这个生命是胜过一切的复活生命。
We have mentioned that this life is a power, as a resurrection life has the power to overcome all.
那我们刚才说了我们接受的，我们有生命在里面的，这是我们就能够战胜过黑暗呢、啊。
We have mentioned we receive this life, and this life is in us, so we're able to overcome all darkness.
这里头一步是不能登天的。
We cannot just take one leap to reach the goal.
我们看见主耶稣所走的道路是什么道路？
We can see our Lord Jesus in the path which he traversed.
我们的主耶稣从伯利恒一直到哥哥他。
Our Lord went on the way from Bethlehem all the way to Golgotha.
他走了这条道路，在人看起来是一个苦难的道路。
In man's view, this is the way of suffering.
是一个羞辱的道路。
It is a way of shame.
在人看起来是没有可走的。
And this is a way that seems impossible with us.
但是在我们神看起来，这是一条生命的道路。
But in God's view, the way which our Lord trod was the way of life.
我们所有重生得救的人都能够看见这一条路是生命的道路。
And for all of us who have been saved and born again, we must also see this way as the way of life.
是的，我们主耶稣在地上经历了各种的艰难。
Yes, our Lord have gone through much hardship while he was on earth.
最后上了十字架。
And at the end, he went on the cross.
这在人看实在是一个不可取的路。
And on man's perspective, this is a way that we ought not to go on. We feel that this is the way of shame. And this is the way of suffering on the cross. And on the way of the cross brings death. But we must realize and say this is indeed the way of life. And this is the way of life, the resurrection life of the Lord to be manifested in this way. And this is a glorious way. And our Lord has traversed this path. And he was glorified. And he received a name above every name.
天上地下, 地底下, 所有的
that every name in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth, at his name, must bow.
我们看见这一条路是需要我们也要走上去。
We must realize we likewise must go on the same path.
也就是我们常常所说的十字架的道路。
And this is what we often call the way of the cross.
我们要得到这个复活的生命, 能力从我们里头出来,
in order to manifest this power of resurrection life from us, we must go on this way.
有些人在讲啊,好像美国生活都很好,
perhaps we all live in the U.S. and our environment is quite comfortable.
没有什么缺乏,
there is not much lack.
好像没有什么十字架,
it doesn't seem like there is much of a cross.
实际上面不是这样,
but that is not the reality.
十字架一个很重要的工作就是对付我们自己。
A very important work of the cross is to deal with the self.
把我们这个自己就能带到死地。
So it will mortify, put to death this old man.
当我们自己带到死地死了,
when the old man is put to death on the cross,
里面基督的生命就出来了。
Then the life of Christ within can come forth.
因此我们要照主的话说,要把这个生命更丰盛起来,我们必须拣选这一条十字架的道路。
Therefore, as we wish for the resurrection life to be manifested from us, we must have a willing choice to choose the way of the cross.
许多时候,神把我们换在一个很艰难的环境里面。
Many a times, God may place us in a very difficult condition.
遇到了患难困苦,
and we have encountered a difficult circumstances, some tribulation.
工作不称心,
our work is not going the way we want.
好像所遇到的都使我们心里很愁惶,
it seems all that we encounter causes trouble and sorrow.
神为什么应许这样的环境临到我们呢?
And why has God allowed for such circumstances to surround us?
而且有的人生病就生得很长时间很苦,
or perhaps we are in illness and for a prolonged period of time.
神为什么把我们换在这个环境里面?
And why has God placed us in those certain circumstances?
是要我们学习走十字架的路。
It is in order for us to learn this way of the cross.
十字架的路就是告诉我们, 凡临到我们身上的都有神的意思。
The way of the cross tells us, no matter what befalls us, God has his good will.
都看见神所安排的。
That we must see it is by God's own arrangement.
我们最近就查圣经, 是这约伯记。
Recently, we have studied the book of Job.
我看这个约伯这个人一直在清新的, 在敬拜神。
We can see this person of Job has continued to worship God with a pure heart.
原理恶事, 原理恶事,
and he departed away from evil.
那他有这么好, 为什么遇到那么多灾难呢?
Why in such a good condition of Job he would encounter so much hardship?
这里头我们看见是神的许可。
We can see allow, it was God who allowed for these things to come upon Job.
约伯后来得胜了,能够得到加百神的祝福。
As an end, God, Job experienced God and was able to receive from God a double fold, twofold from God's blessing.
许多时候神把我们放在一个环境里头很不称心。
Many a times God places us in a condition where we feel very unpleasant.
有的时候嘛，我们软弱了就没怨神了，为什么神不看顾我？
Sometimes when we are weak, we'll grumble against God and we grieve and say, God, how come your care is not upon me?
早日让这些难处过去。
And that he would quickly remove this difficulty from me.
但让难处过去不是神的意思。
But that is not God's will to merely remove the hardship.
神把我们换在这个难处环境里头是给我们学习。
When God places us in a difficult situation, it's in order for us to learn a lesson.
使你里面的基督的生命不断成长。
So that the life of Christ within you can continue to grow and mature.
成熟成为基督的身量。
So that we can grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ.
在那时候就能够遵循神的旨意。
When we're grown, then we're able to execute the will of God.
那时候就能很注意听从神的话。
Then we will be even more, all the more obedient at His command.
按照神所安排的，在哪里学习侍奉神。
So that according to God's desire, we can learn to serve Him.
我们看见这时候在你里面就不断的由基督的生命流露出来。
Then at that time we realize then the life of Christ can continue to manifest, flow out from us.
人家一听你讲话就发现你这个人是跟其他人不一样。
When others hear you speak, then they will realize there is a difference in your nature as you express yourself.
在你里面的话能够吸引我的心。
And in the conversation, the words are able to draw others.
从你里面出来的话就好像光一样照着我。
And the words that are uttered forth from you are like light to others, to enlighten others.
就可以使许多的人得到照见。
So it will edify many around you.
这里头给我们看见主所做的工作不是我们所想的。
Here we're able to realize that the work of the Lord is unlike what we imagine.
主总是把我们带到那个很高的一个属灵的程度上。
The Lord desires to bring us into a very high spiritual condition.
叫我们能够跟基督先连在一起。
So that we may be united with Christ.
而且基督和圣灵也和这个神的宝座也连在一起。
And that we are also able to be connected with the throne of God.
这个生命就从神和羔羊的宝座出来。
For this is where the life flows forth from the throne of God and the Lamb.
永流不息。
And it continues to flow unceasingly.
我们看见启示录第二十二章。
We can see in Revelation chapter 22,
第一节第二节里面,
verses 1 and 2.
他说天使怎么样又看见这个天使又看见什么城内有一条城内街上有一条生命水的河。
And the angel showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
明亮如水晶,
clear as crystal.
是从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
That flows out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河的这边和那边有生命树。
In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river were there the tree of life,
结十二样果子,
which bear 12 manners of fruit.
这里头又给我们看见在将来的永世里头也看见这个生命不断的在哪里涌流。
We're able to see that in eternity this river of life continues to flow unceasingly.
因此这生命就从永远
And this life flows everlastingly.
我们得到这个生命是非常奇妙的。
Now, it is very wonderful how we have received this life.
我们真感谢主。
How thankful we ought to be to the Lord.
那现在我们又再提起这个
Now we must also make mention.
这个我们在生活侍奉过程当中
In our life of service,
我们要很注意的一件事
One thing that we must pay attention to.
就是我们要活在圣灵的里面
That is, we must abide in the Spirit.
来展现出基督复活的生命
So that we may manifest this resurrection life of Christ.
因为自从主耶稣升天之后一直到主耶稣再来这一段时间是圣灵工作的时代
For the period of time when our Lord ascended until the day he returns, this is the time of the working of the Holy Spirit.
简单就是说是圣灵的时代
Very simply put, it is the era, the period of the Spirit.
基督升天之后就差遣保惠师来
When the Lord Jesus ascended, he has sent another comforter.
住在我们里面
So that he may abide in us.
凡接受他的都有圣灵在里面
And all who receive the Lord Jesus have the Holy Spirit abiding in him.
来引导我们带领我们关照我们所做的每一件事情
To teach us, to guide us, to illuminate us, and lead us in all that we do.
我们每一个侍奉神的弟兄姊妹
And all the brothers and sisters who serve God.
如果不认识这个圣灵的工作
If we do not understand the working of the Holy Spirit.
那我们所有的侍奉都成问题
Then there would be a question on all our service.
我们要侍奉到主的心意里面
When we are to serve that in a way that is pleasing to the Lord.
要按照神的旨意在哪里侍奉神
When we are to serve according to God's own will.
我们必须完全服在圣灵的引导和管理之下。
We must be completely under the guidance and sovereignty of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们很重要的就在侍奉过程当中有摸着圣灵的感觉。
Therefore, in our service, it is very crucial that we touch the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要明白我们所侍奉的每一件事情是圣灵在我们当中。
So that we must realize in each area of our service it is the Holy Spirit who is leading us.
我们如果没有摸到圣灵的感觉，那是凭着我们的头脑，凭着我们的聪明来侍奉神的。
If we have not touched the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we are serving according to our own capability, our own mind.
我们可以侍奉的很辛苦，很吃力，但是在神面前是不算数。
We can serve all that we want and out of much labor and of our own energy, but that would not count before God.
因此，特别在教会里面，我们侍奉神，必定要知道圣灵在我们引导的工作。
Therefore, as we serve in the church, we must be very clear on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就我们在每一件事情上面能够懂得圣灵的引导。
So that it would be most beautiful that we would know the teaching, the guidance of the Spirit in each and every matter.
在哥林多后书第四章第七节里头第八节里头讲
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 7 and 8 there it says
这宝贝放在瓦器里头
That this treasure is placed in the earthen vessel
就必显出莫大的能力
It is to manifest an exceeding great power
这个宝贝
and this treasure
如果这个瓦器没有宝贝放在里面就显不出什么能力了
If this earthen vessel does not have the treasure contained in it then there is no power to speak of
下面又讲我们四面受敌却不被捆住心里重难却不至于失望
It continues to say we are troubled on every side yet not distressed we are perplexed but not cast down but not destroyed
下面还说我们如果受逼迫却不办什么我们受逼迫却不至于
丢弃
小伯伯丢弃
And we are persecuted but not forsaken
那呢打倒了却不至于死亡。
We are cast down but not destroyed.
因为有这个宝贝放在我们里面。
That is because we have this treasure that is placed in this earthen vessel.
我们这一个人好像一个瓦器一样。
And we are that earthen vessel.
当圣灵在我们里头工作我们就有力量。
When the Holy Spirit is working within us, then we are empowered.
我们就能够胜过各种环境。
We are able to overcome all circumstances.
胜过各种艰难。
We are able to overcome all difficulty.
胜过逼迫。
We are able to overcome the persecutions.
胜过一切从撒旦来的火箭。
We are able to overcome all the fiery darts that are from Satan.
因此是圣灵的工作在我们里面。
Therefore, it is extremely important we know of the working of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们看见这个使徒，耶稣的使徒。
We're able to see then the apostles of the Lord Jesus.
彼得、雅各、约翰这等啊。
We can see these apostles, Peter, James, and John.
在无损节之前和无损节之后所做的工作大不一样。
We can see the vast difference of their work before and after the Pentecost.
当使徒听见主耶稣复活了。
When the apostles, the disciples heard that the Lord Jesus was risen,
他就把这个信息传出去。
They preached this message.
耶稣复活了。
The Lord is risen.
我们已经看见了。
And we have seen him.
因为他们很害怕把窗门都关在里面。在一个房间里头聚集。
And they were afraid, and they shut the doors and closed the windows, and they gather in a house.
门户窗关得紧紧的。
And they have closed all the doors and all the windows very tightly.
忽然耶稣在他们当中。
And the Lord Jesus was in their midst.
说愿你们平安。
And says peace to you.
哎呀，他们看见就非常欢喜，非常惊奇。
When they saw this, they were afraid.
那我们看见耶稣复活以后，你怎么样把他丰收，他不受任何的影响。
We can see after the Lord Jesus was risen, and no matter how you confine him or constrain him, then there would be no impact.
他们把这个复活的基督传出去，但是人家不一定会相信他。
They have preached the message that the Lord Jesus was risen. The Lord Jesus was risen, but there is no response and no one believes them.
当他们把这个消息传给那个多马。
And when they even share this news to Thomas.
因为多马第一次不在场。
Because Thomas was not there the first time.
多马就说不大相信我非把手烫入他的钉痕烫入他的肋旁我不相信。
Thomas doubted and said, I would not believe unless I can put my hands in his wounded side and in his nail-pierced hands.
你看他们一起工作三年半还不相信他们所传的。
You can see they were working with the Lord together for 3.5 years, yet he would not believe what they have preached to him.
还有两个到以马忤斯去的门徒。
And even the two disciples, when they were on their way to Emmaus,
耶稣在一路上给他们讲,
and the Lord Jesus was telling them on the way,
把五经啊，这个摩西五经和先知所说的指着耶稣所说的都告诉他们,
expounding the word, the law, and the words of the prophet to them concerning Jesus.
他们听了非常火热,
and when they heard, they were very warm in their hearts.
但是不认识是一个复活的耶稣。
Yet they did not know of the risen Jesus.
在他们在一起吃饭的时候，饼不开了，耶稣不见了。
As they dined together and they broke the bread and the Lord left.
他们高高兴兴的赶快回到耶路撒冷去了。
They returned to Jerusalem rejoicing.
告诉门徒说，我们看见复活的耶稣了。
And then they told the disciples they have met.The risen Jesus.
但是告诉他们好像这个接受力好像不是那么大。
They were told, but it seems like they were not very receptive to it.
因此不是有七个门徒了，还是跑到那个提比利亚海去打鱼去了。
And there were then even the disciples, then they went to the Sea of Tiberias and they went fishing.
当我们看见这个污损着之后呢, 他们也在传这个复活的基督。
But we can see the vast difference after the Pentecost. They preach the same Jesus.
这时候就大不一样了。
But the results, the impact greatly differed.
当彼得站起来, 对他们说, 你们以色列人啊, 应当听, 你们所伤害的, 这个耶稣, 把他钉在十字架上杀了的耶稣, 神已经叫他复活过来了。
But it was a vast difference when we see the Peter, the disciple Peter, who stood up and preached that ye men of Israel, you ought to believe this Jesus whom you have killed.
神已经立他为主与基督了。
And that God has anointed him both Christ and the Lord.
大家听起来怎么样的?
What was the result when they heard these words?
听起来都感到扎心啊。
That these words pricked their hearts.
哎呀, 这个是我们所盼望的弥赛亚, 给我们杀掉啊。
And this is the Messiah, which we were hoping for, and we were the ones who killed him.
哎呀, 那现在要怎么办啊?
Now what shall we do?
他就问使徒了。 他说那要我们要怎么办啊?
And so the Israelites who heard asked the disciples, what ought we to do?
彼得告诉他们, 你们要悔改, 奉耶稣的名受浸。
And Peter tells them, you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus.
使你们的罪得到赦免。
So that your sins may be forgiven.
哇, 他们听了扎心。
And when they heard, they were pricked in their hearts.
因此呢, 一天有3,000人得救, 5,000人得救。
Therefore, thousands were saved, 3,000, 5,000.
这个能力从哪里来的?
Now, where does this strength, this power come from?
无损着圣灵降临, 充满在他们里面。
It was from the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost that entered and filled them.
他们就得了能力。
And they were empowered.
因此我们看传福音大有能力出去。
Then we can see how they preach with power and might.
12个门徒传到现在2000多年, 你看全世界现在信主的人有多少?
We can see the 12 disciples preaching the gospel, and thousands, 2,000 years later, how many have come to believe in the Lord.
这个能力力量从哪里来?
And where does this power, this strength come from?
这是基督复活。
And this is the power of the life of resurrection that is from Christ. And this power is wonderful. It is great. And this power is also given to us. So that we also have this power in this dark generation, we would be the light that would shine upon others.
我们借着这个, 我们也要警醒预备自己。
And because of this, we must be alert and also prepare ourselves.
因为我们的主快来了。
For our Lord will quickly return.
求主恩待我们, 叫我们在这方面,
And may the Lord be gracious to us that we may pursue diligently so that the power of the resurrection life of the Lord can be abundant in us so that we may overcome all the powers of evil. We thank the Lord. May the Lord bless His own words. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we thank Thee. That You have granted us the, abundantly the Holy Spirit. so that we may be partakers of your resurrection life.
主啊，求你恩待我们，叫我们在这方面有竭力的追求。
Lord, we pray thou that are gracious to us so that we may pursue diligently.
追求里面能够得到丰盛的生命。
That we may pursue to receive life and life abundant.
叫我们在这里做你荣耀的见证。
So that we may be thy glorious witnesses.
叫我们在黑暗的时代里头成为光。
So that in this dark, dark world we may be thy light.
在这里见证你奇妙的作为。
That we may testify of thy wonderful work.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
求你恩待我们在座的弟兄姊妹。
Be thou gracious to all of us.
在座的朋友。
On all the friends in our midst.
叫我们都以这事为宝贵。
So that we may handle these words preciously.
叫我们接受你圣灵在我们里头不断的引导。
May thou Holy Spirit continue to lead us.
不断的关照我们。
Continue to enlighten us.
让我们也不断看见我们自己的软弱和失败。
So that we continue to see our own weakness and our shortcoming.
叫我们不断的借着你十字架来对付我们自己。
So that through thy cross thou continue to deal with us.
让你的生命在我们里头不断的成长。
So that thy life continue to grow and mature within us.
我们这样祈求奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.